We weren't friends last week. Let's see if we can be friends this week. Y'all remember, don't you? Good morning. Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Oh, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Doris. And have you met our band? Wow. Have you met each other? Dang. So my talk this morning is That Was Then, This Is Now. And I wrote this talk then and this is now, so I'm not sure how it's going to go. Just saying. Oh, so are you living in the past? No. Because actually, the secret is it's impossible to live in the past. We might think about the past a lot. We might dwell in the past. We might let ourselves go there, but actually, we live in the now. Doesn't that make it easier? Yeah, I mean, really, it just makes it so much easier. We cannot live in the past. We can only live now. And isn't life about living? Yes, it is. I'm here to tell you it is about living. So just for now, oh, well, actually, if you were living in the past, it would make you a time traveler, and I want to know you. Because I'd really like to know how to do that. But, so, I didn't see any hands go up. No time travelers. All right, I'm still searching. So, living in the present moment allows us to be in the here and now, of course, if we're time traveling, and that includes projecting out into the future, yes, as much as it is going into the past. So some of us might be thinking about the game, getting home to the game, getting home to whatever. What game? Some people might be thinking about what they left behind at home or what they were doing just before we walked in the door. But let's just, for the rest of this time together, let's be here, okay? Let's just let it go. The meditation Doris did this morning was just so perfect and right on. Just be here now and allow, okay? And let's see what unfolds. That's the way life works. So living in the past haunts us. Anybody ever feel haunted by the past? I have a few things that haunt me. I won't tell you all of them because it would be boring. But what does happen in living in the past is it robs us of the here and now. Same can be said for living in the future. It robs us of the here and now. And we don't want to be robbed of that, do we? What do we know about life? Unpredictable. I'm so glad that you know it's not a monologue. Always changing. Oh, that is the truth, isn't it? What else? Challenging. It is. Life is challenging. Yes. It's exciting. What else do... It's good. Yeah. Yeah. Any more? Adventure. It's an adventure. But within all of that, it is. It's good. Yeah, I say it a lot. We hear it a lot. There's one life. It's what we teach, what I believe. There's one life. That life is God's life. That life is my life. That life is good. In whatever order of saying that you like. Really, be in the now. Whatever works in the moment. But it's good. Life is good. So I read some words of wisdom recently, and I'm going to share them with you because I felt like they were really great. So, don't be so hard on yourself. I could end there, but I won't. Take a moment. Marvel at your life, at the grief that softened you, at the heartache that wizened you, at the suffering that strengthened you, at the love that empowers you. I added that part. At the joy that animates you. Marvel at your life. Marvel at it. It's amazing. It's stupendous. It's fantastic. Yes, your life. I'm talking to you. Your life is worth marveling at. For we have been strengthened, we have been inspired, we have been lifted up, we have been consumed, and we have consumed. We have brought ourselves fully into the present moment of living life. Sometimes it sucks. Oftentimes, it's so magnificent and wonderful and beautiful. So we were in the garden yesterday in our backyard. We were in the garden, and it's been a while. It's been a while since I was out there taking care of my yard. And I noticed that there was a lot going on that needed to be cleaned out. I noticed that there were blossoms that had bloomed out so far past all that's left was the little, you know. There was so much that needed to be let go. It was time to clip it. It was time to let it be done. And as I was working in the yard and I'm thinking about this morning and I'm thinking about what we're talking about transformation, and I'm thinking about here and now and the past and the present and how does that work, the garden just showed it to me so beautifully. It just showed it to me so beautifully, that rose that I love so much that I really didn't want to clip, so I didn't clip it, and it bloomed out completely. It was time. It was done. It had had its heyday. So I cut it off. But that didn't destroy the plant. There's a new blossom right behind it. There's a new beautiful rosebud right there, ready to step in. And each moment of our life is like that. You know what? That moment, that thing that happened, it's done. It might have been wonderful. It might have been not so great. But right now, there's another moment waiting for our recognition of it. Let's be present to the moment that's going on now, to the people that we're with now, to the beauty of the world that's really present right now, if we can just simply notice it. So many times I find myself, and I talk with other people that are worrying about what has happened, or fretting about what might happen. I consider it to be very normal. However, I also believe that we are spiritually mature beings, and that as we are developing our spiritual maturity, we are developing our ability to let go of the past, to not worry about the future, and to be in the holy and sacred moment of now. Do you guys recognize that in yourself? Do you like that phrase, spiritually mature people? That's what I know about you. That's what I know about us. So if you're on Facebook, then you know there's this thing that happens on that will happen. And when you log in the morning, a memory might show up. And almost always, because the only thing I put on Facebook is the things that I love, that memory makes me smile. I go, oh, I remember that. Oh, I'm going to reach out to that person that I was with in that photo. Oh, that was such a great moment in my life. And is that bad? No, of course not. Revisiting the past and remembering and being lifted up by it, I'm not going to stop doing that. I'm not going to stop doing that. I'm just going to stop living in that. That old idea, that idea that is a memory. It's a memory. Got it. So we receive memories, we receive input, and we get to be with it. But what happens when we're in a moment that is challenging us? Do we tend to rely on our old habits? Well, yes, we do. And the only way to build new ways of responding, see, I experienced this week, so I know what I'm talking about a little bit from experience. We have to have something in our toolbox that allows us to respond differently. If I meet every challenge in my life from the same place that I always have, am I going to get a different experience? Probably not, right? Isn't that the definition of insanity? Is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So we want to build within ourselves the ability to meet life, to encounter life, to meet with the people that we know and we love and we cherish in new ways. So have you ever heard me say, don't hold anyone to their bad behavior? Yeah. Well, you have now. It's a memory. Or ourselves. It's a constant, ongoing opportunity, sometimes hard and sometimes easy, to be in the present moment, to let go of the past no matter how great it was. So here's the thing, my life is great, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, but who told us we must be willing to let go of who we are so that we can become who we are meant to be? Pop quiz. Well, I did. I think I first heard it in reading the Tao from Lao Tzu. We must be willing to let go of who we are, no matter how great we are, no matter how magnificent we are, no matter how fabulous life is, so that it can do that thing that it naturally does, which is to unfold, which is to expand, which is to continue. So most of you have met my husband, Fred. He's amazing. Brag moment. And, you know, we don't have trouble. And when it was time for me to make a change in my ministry and move to a different center, I was concerned. Oh, how will that be for us? How will that be for Fred and I? And it took a lot of my time and my energy and my, is that going to work out? Because we're so good. I don't want to lose how good we are. I don't want to mess it up. I don't want this beautiful thing that we share to get mucked up because I go chasing my dream and answering the call of my heart. And one day I said to him, I did that thing, I spoke up. Said, hey, this is going on in my head. And you know what he did? He just looked at me and he said, well, that's what you need to do. That's yours to do. That doesn't impact us. Our love, our commitment to each other, our connection. And all that time I spent wondering, how am I going to be able to do that? How am I going to make that work? How am I going to make that work? Well, of course, there I go in my ego. How will I make that work? Of course, I can't make that work. For one thing, it's us. And it's already amazing. And for the other thing, I of my own hand do nothing. My reason for bringing that up and telling you, since Fred isn't even here today, because he had something he needed to do, and because he knows that who we are as a couple is sufficient, which I love that word, It's sufficient unto every situation that comes upon us. Our relationship is sufficient to all of the bumps and the challenges that we encounter. Our relationship is strong in itself, so that whatever comes our way, we meet it and we greet it and we move on. We enter into it together. And I say all of that because I think it's really important that we know that our relationship with life is like that. Our relationship with life is sufficient to anything that we could encounter, to the greatest joys, to the deepest sorrows, to the sweet little moments, to all of it. Our life, the life of God, it's good. It's good. We can trust it. Maybe you haven't entered into that in a while. Maybe it's every day, every moment for you. Wherever you are, it's great. But for those of us that need to be reminded that life is good, that life is happening right here and right now, and it's not happening to us, but it is revealing itself to us. And it is happening through us. It is happening as us. So, going back to my garden and that beautiful rose that I just really wanted it to last forever. And we have moments like that, right? You know, I didn't want my relationship to change because I couldn't imagine it would get better. And yet, it did. It got better. I couldn't even fathom that it was possible, and so I held on so tight to it, and I didn't make changes because I was sure that that would rock the boat and it would mess things up. But when I was really willing to rock the boat and just do what was mine to do, it got better. It's amazing when we can trust life. We can trust it, and to the varying degrees that we do. So we have that beautiful rose, that beautiful moment, that beautiful part of our life that we're just holding on to it, and we're loving it, and we're caring for it, and we're supposed to, you know. We're supposed to love it and care for it and live that moment and live that experience fully, completely, and wholly. And at the same time, remember that this too shall pass. This too will become one of those memories. This too, whether it's something that's lifting us up or it's a challenge that we're going through, this too will pass. This too will become part of our history. There was something I read that talked about how everything that happens in our life becomes part of the essence of our life. You know, it isn't like it goes away just because that time has passed. It doesn't mean that it's gone. It doesn't mean that it isn't now part of who we are. We can think about people that we have loved in our life that have moved on, that have transitioned, that have died, and just, they're gone, but they're here. Those moments in our life that have changed us forever, that have changed us forever, they have shaped who we are. So we don't need to hold on to it, but we do get to live it. We do get to honor that memory, that experience, by living it. Don't look so sad, you guys. So, all of these things that are going on that I'm talking about holding on to, not holding on to, we might think of it like detaching from being attached. So, do you know what I mean? The moments of our life, the activities of our life, the idea that that beautiful friendship that I had in the third grade, like that's going to be the only great friend that I'll ever have. Well, of course, I know that that's not true. Life has many friends in store for me, and that those times in our life when we've worked with people that have been either really great or really challenging, the way that we practice the principle is to not get attached to it, to not get too consumed with it. And by that, I don't mean don't care. That's not what I'm saying. I actually mean care more, love more. Clip. Take care of your garden, take care of your life. Cut out, you know, let them go, those old withering thoughts that no longer are thriving within who we are. Cut them loose. Detach. That's what it means, to detach. Cut it loose. So that we can live in the here and now, so that we can be the light, so that we can be the light beneath our own feet, so that we can be the light for others. Ah, and there we go. Because isn't it true that everyone wants the world to be a better place? And isn't it true that we are that way? Just in case you haven't heard me say it before, we are that. We are it for ourselves and we are it for each other. So, the essence of who we are never changes. Those qualities that we know that are true of God, like Doris said in her prayer, and we know are true of us, beauty and joy and love and wisdom and power and life and light, that never changes, that never goes away. But our expression of those qualities, that changes. Our expression of love changes. It changes all the time because that's what life does. It continues to reveal itself. It reveals itself in us and through us and as us and by us as we embody that which God is. We express it. So, here's your homework. Release the past. Hold the love, the joy, the beauty, the wisdom that we got from it. Set it free. More homework. Part two. Resist the temptation to dwell in the what might happen of the future. It's a temptation. Build the muscle. Being spiritually mature leads to spiritual authority. So practice your spiritual maturity so that you can live in spiritual authority. And think about that if you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's your homework. You got it? Yeah. You excited about it? Yay! So, that was then. This is now. All the time. That was then. It was great. This is now. That was then. It was horrible. This is now. That was then. Who do I want to be now? If we just ask ourselves that, we can step out of it. Okay, you guys are awesome. What I know for each of us is that there is this beautiful thing going on, and it's this thing called life, and it speaks to us in many ways, in many languages, and in many surprising ways. And shall we be delighted by the ways that life shows up? Shall we be present to the way that life is showing up for us? And remembering that life is showing up for us. This too is for you. All right, so that's it for this morning. I thank you, and I'm going to give us a prayer to anchor this in. And so I begin right there, recognizing that there is one power. There is one life. There is one love. There is one good. To the full power and presence and authority that is good, that is love.